Woo woo pinkies. This is the Fade Driver once again.
You're listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts Podcast.
I've been thinking about whether I should put dates in for when I record. My philosophy on this is that in the past, it really hasn't been that important to me because I've always kind of felt like I always wanted these episodes to be more timeless. So I haven't really specified the date of when I've recorded things. But if this podcast is going to be a chronicle of my life, perhaps I should actually be specifying the time frames around when these things are happening. So how about if we'll just say it's March of 2018. The end of March. Yeah, let's not get too specific. So I will tell you about all the things that have been happening this weekend and in the last week or so at the end of March. But before we get to that, oh, we've got to turn the police detector on here. Going there. I want to talk to
System ready.
Ranger John and Daniel. Because they're under the errant impression that I might be getting another car. Which is not true. I can understand how they might have thought so, because there's been a few things going on in the world out of this end of the country that to make them think I might be wanting a new car. One is there was some twitty tweeting about the price of right, where they were giving away a Porsche, the Porsche Panamera on that show. I'd like to know what the value of that giveaway was. And then I tweeted, I'd rather have a McLaren. And then I also was whining on my own show about, I don't like this Panamera. It's not big enough. It's not very comfortable. I don't know if I'm going to like it. And I also said, wait till Mr. Anderson finds out that we're going to be buying a new car. Now, I was just making a joke about that because, you know, Mr. Anderson hates it when we have to buy cars because he never wants to spend any money. And, you know, the money that I spend on cars is rather ridiculous. So, all of that is untrue, boys. I am not getting a new car. We are stuck with the vehicles we have for a number of years. Although, I would like to have a newer 911. Or else maybe I'll just spend some money on the suspension on this 2001 911 I'm driving today. That could be another option. But it would be nicer to I think a newer 911 would be really good. But then again, should you just buy Porsches once you've drunk the Kool-Aid? Should I step away from the Porsche line and get something different? I wouldn't mind having I think a Lamborghini would be a blast. But, you know, I really love the things that technically work properly. So I don't know how reliable the Lamborghinis are going to be. Oh, green light. I got to go. Here we go. It's got a short green light. Got to get through. It's a long, long way away. And shift down to second. Through the corner. We made it. It just turned yellow. Woohoo! And we're off. So, the short answer is no more new cars for the Fay driver. Short shifting, 6 to 4, Gonna just sneak in front of this van who's coming through. Yeah, good. So, sorry about the sloppy editing here, because that Audacity program I'm using, it doesn't really lend itself to nice, smooth cuts. When you're trying to, you gotta blend. It's really a pain in the neck when you're trying to blend in, like from highway noise level to slow driving levels. So that was probably, you just probably heard a very sloppy snap. Snick snack. You hear these little snicks? I don't like the little snicks in the edits. So let me tell you what we've been up to this weekend. Mr. Anderson and I have been working around the yard, and we're both so sore that, my house, I have several trees on my house. I have something like 20, now I have about 20 cedar trees and 4 or 5 other species of trees. And what we typically, every year or so, we'll cut down a tree because we're not tree huggers. But then you get these stumps that stick out of the ground. So this weekend we were stump grinding, and we had 4 stumps to grind. Now, so we went and we rented a stump grinder. Now, not sure if you know what a stump grinder is, but... Oh, I have a corner coming up. Too busy talking here and missing out on some great corners. And the roads are not wet. They're dry, so I can exercise my tires properly. Oh, yeah. So we went and got ourselves a stump grinder. Now, a stump grinder is a death machine that basically has this gigantic flywheel on the pointy end of it, and it's a flywheel that has teeth on it, almost similar to a saw blade. It's basically a gigantic saw blade, and you run this this thing spins at about 6,000 RPM on the end of this machine. And you run it back and forth over a stump, and it chews away the wood, and you can, you're eliminating the stump with this big grinder bit. It's the scariest thing I've ever, one of the scariest machines I've ever seen or used. So we were doing that, and we spent 8 hours stump grinding. The problem is with these stump grinders is you do a lot of the work, because you're the guy, you got to rotate this thing back and forth across the stump to get rid of it. And it's a lot of work, and it's vibrating, so your arms get sore from all the vibrations. And you're basically using every muscle. You're using your arms and your legs and your body to kind of move this thing around from side to side. So that's what Mr. Anderson and I did for 8 hours just yesterday. And we were barely able to get out of bed this morning. Give me some slip. Big 6,000 RPMs there. This car, I've just recently discovered about how much this car likes to rev up to 6,000 RPM and how much fun it is when you get the engine up that high. So, we're both extremely sore. And it's loud, and the neighbors don't like it, because, this machine is just like a loud engine running in the same place for 8 hours at a time. That was a railroad track. So we did that. And now we have a gigantic mess to clean up, because obviously when you grind away at the base of a tree, you end up with a lot of sawdust. So we've already filled our bin bucket, our green compost waste bucket that the city takes away for us, because they're so good and we pay our taxes. And we're probably going to have another two buckets of sawdust to cart away. So now I got stuck behind a slow poke. Oh, good, they're pulling off. Are they pulling off? What are they doing? Oh, changing their mind. Just going to stop here. I got a car who just stopped in the front of the... All right. Okay, are we good? I'm out in the early, early morning. I'm trying to beat the bicyclers. And the dog walkers and everything on my little run to the grocery store. So, that was a lot of work, and it's almost over and done with now. So we're happy to have all those stumps gone, and now we're going to work on the lawn. Will be the next big adventure. Uh-oh, we're getting some rain. Starting to rain here. Second gear into this scary, tight corner. Whoa, look out, birdies! And then there's my father. Now, my father has been giving me a bit more grief these days. I talk about him all the time. I'm getting, you know, I've said, oh, we gotta get Dad. He can't live on his own much longer. Well, I always say this all the time. Oh, we got to get him moved in sooner than you think. And I think it's time to flip that switch and get my father moved into my house with me. Oh, I'm just not ready. The house isn't ready to accommodate another full-time living person. I don't have a proper bathroom for him. He needs a space to live, which I could jerry-rig something, but that's another major project that I'm going to have to work on. And I don't mean, like, I'm not just, this isn't hyperbole, this is like, I gotta get this done. I gotta get my dad into my basement somehow. So we're going to have to rake something up for him. And then there's the whole prospect of him possibly not wanting to do any of the sort. So that's another aspect to deal with. But I just feel like he can't be living on his own any longer for several and various reasons. One example, I was working on my dad's car when I was out there seeing him recently last week, and I asked him to turn the headlights on, Dad, so I can check your taillights, because his taillights were broken. Well, we sat there, I watched them for 5 full minutes, fully 5 minutes, 360 seconds, is that what it is? 6 times 5 is 300 seconds. And he couldn't find the headlights on his own car that he's been driving for, whatever, 5 years. So, that was some cause for concern. And then there was his house is in a bit of a disarray because he's a bit of a hoarder. I don't know where I got that from. Hint, hint. But I think it's time. I think it's time to bring my father in and get some kind of ongoing care. And not to mention the fact that his sister, who is about 2 years older than him, she's full-blown Alzheimer's and hospitalized. And she is, like, basically cuckoo magoo from her Alzheimer's. So I think my dad is not very far behind. So that's all those things. And then there come, now, and then, now, now I have other issues now with my work. I was trying to be positive about it and go, yeah, I can do this job, but I don't know if I'm thinking this is, it's not as fun as I would hope it would be. And I'm having really a hard time accepting this work that I'm doing. I just don't, it's really not very fulfilling. It's only a little bit fun. It's just not something that I have a lot of interest in doing. So I'm having some troubles accepting my work life. I'm hoping I'll be able to get over it. The biggest problem with this job is that I have to go in to, in some cases, people's homes. People have fires in their kitchens. Or I go to these apartment buildings for these low-income, these rental shithole apartments where they're, you know, all the tenants are just renters and you got these slum landlords. People can't afford to pay for anything. And I'm coming in and saying, oh, you got to do this and you got to do that. You got to, you know, make pay this money for all these things. And it really breaks my heart sometimes to go into some of these people's situations and say, well, this isn't really safe. you got to spend $800 to make this right. And you know that they don't afford it. They can't afford it. And I know it. I try to tell myself it's for the greater good, Faye. You got to make the world a safer place, one fire extinguisher at a time. And I just don't buy it. It's just not doing it for me. So there's that. So, this is the downer episode of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. you know, we gotta try to find joy in our lives anywhere you can. So, turn off this show. Go outside. Bask in the glorious sun. And try to make your life better somehow. There you go. There's my happy advice for the day. All right. That's all I got. I am the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thank you for listening.